USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We condemn it, the president and this administration, in the strongest possible terms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany condemning the violence Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol. McEnany continues.
What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and immediately remove President Trump from office following the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi joining a growing number of lawmakers in demanding the end to Trump's presidency, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The Dow setting another record high under the Trump administration, finishing for the first time above 31,000. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden is unveiling his pick for Attorney General.
I nominate a man of impeccable integrity, Judge Merrick Garland.
Garland is a veteran federal appeals court judge in Washington, D.C. Biden, speaking in Delaware, says Garland will restore honor, integrity, and independence to the Justice Department.
He will now bring, as Attorney General of the United States, not as a personal attorney to the president, but as the people's lawyer. He'll restore trust in the rule of law.
The coronavirus vaccine rollout continues across the nation. Over 20 million doses of the vaccine have been sent to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Dr. Rose Kumar is a doctor in Wisconsin. She tells ABC News the rollout has been less than stellar in her state.
I don't think that the rollout really took us into consideration. I have tried contacting my governor and senator. I basically gave up.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, how will historians view what happened yesterday at the Capitol? Mark Updegrove is a presidential historian. He tells ABC News.
Well, I think that the Senate Majority Leader said it right. This will be a day, as Franklin Roosevelt said about Pearl Harbor, that will live in infamy. We remember December 7, 1941, for that tragic bombing that brought us into World War II. We think about November 22nd, 1963, the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. September 11th, the day that Al-Qaeda bombed Washington and New York. This is something that we will always remember. The good news is that we came out of those tragedies closer as a nation, realizing that something was wrong and we had to unite.
Japan is halting a public display of the Tokyo Paralympic and Olympic torches as new virus cases jump in the country. The Prime Minister of Japan also ordering a state of emergency for Tokyo and surrounding areas until next month. Tokyo reporting over 2,400 new cases on Thursday. This is a jump of 850 cases, just over 50% from the day before. Tokyo was reporting just a few hundred cases a few months ago. The Olympics, postponed from last summer, are set to begin on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.